Tom, what show is this?
This is the Pickle Jar Podcast on the Internet Phantoms Network, all platforms. Welcome back, all you pickle guys and girls. Yeah, I called you guys that.
That's a guy like that.
Yeah, came up with it.
Pickle it's guys.
Pickle guys, pickle girls.
I like pickle girls.
Pickle gals.
Pickle gals.
The pickle gals and the pickle guys.
What do we got? All right, enough of this. What do we got going on? We're going hard all and right. fast before the Dillons.
All right, first things first, out of the way today, the gas station went there.
Rip these nips.
My two new friends.
Two new friends.
They told me when I was leaving after talking with them, I had to rip two shots, one for each of them. So here we are. I love a great nip. I need to rip a second one. There's one more in there. I didn't really want to do shots today, but you know, being instructed to do shots, you know, I can't refuse.
Yeah, I didn't really want that.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, you did.
It was in front of me. It was in front of me.
I was supposed to take both of them, asshole. So second one, cheers. Fuck.
You have to drive me. You have to drive me.
Yeah, of course, dude. Don't worry.
Jesus Christ, Tom. First thing on the docket. It's my turn. I'm going first.
Relax, buddy.
I'm going first, Tom. Intern, roll the music. The world of Elden Ring is called the Lands Between.
This fucking loser.
A large realm ruled by the demigods and blessed by the power of the Elden Ring and the Erd Tree. Do you know what that is from, Tom?
Elden Ring, maybe?
How'd you know?
I don't know. I'm just that much of a... I can take... contextual clues. I'm the best at finding
them. Well, Tom, I want to tell you about some of the lore.
I don't want to hear about it.
You, the player.
This is the reason the podcast doesn't come out every week is because this clown plays Elden Ring, okay? Everybody, he's to blame. Elden Ring's to blame, actually. Sue Elden Ring. I'm suing Elden Ring for the podcast.
Listeners.
Back me up, listeners.
Now, okay.
You're a junkie, admit it and tell your fucking dumbass lore story.
He's right. But this started as a bi-weekly. No, not bi-weekly.
It was bi-weekly.
No, it would be bi-monthly, technically. Every 2 weeks, 4 weeks in a month. Bi-monthly.
No, bi-monthly would mean one every 2 months.
No. Yes. No, that's the opposite. If it's no. bi-monthly, it's two monthly.
No.
Yes.
Nah.
All right. Intern, scratch.
Tell your lore story, I'll
look it up. Intern, scratch the lore story. Intern, look this up. What's bi-monthly mean?
Done, produced, or occurring twice a month or every...
Oh, yeah.
Or every 2 months.
Done, produced, or occurring twice a month or every 2 months. Okay.
So we're both right.
Yeah, I'll dap you up.
Respect.
I hope the listeners can hear us dapping each other up. All right, so we're both right. I don't like that has two very different terms.
That's just two completely different things. Twice a month and... Once every 2 months is so fucking different.
Twice every 2 months.
No, it's
by. Oh wait, I don't want to get back into this.
Once every 2 months.
Once I'm just gonna assume that's right. So anyway, you, the player, will start your Elden Ring journey in a region to the south known as Limgrave, a relatively nice-looking area that features grassy plains, valleys, woods, cliffs, and ancient ruins.
I'd live there.
As you explore, you'll eventually come across the disease-blighted region of Kaled. That's full of undead horrors. The misty wetlands of Lunaria and numerous more varied regions.
Is it water?
With their own environments and creatures. So what is the story of Elden Ring? Tom is definitely asking right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I would just love to hear this.
Well, Tom.
Game I won't play.
Well, Tom, the basics of Elden Ring of...
Sorry, get it out, buddy.
The basics of the Elden Ring story is that the Lands Betweens were blessed by the Greater Will, right?
Oh, wow.
It's a type of god obsessed with the order over chaos who was sent down the...
Sounds like a cool guy.
A lot of this is spelled incorrectly on this website.
Or you're just an idiot.
So the Lands Betweens were ruled by the Queen, Marika, the Eternal, and so the Queen is also the King. They're the same person, and they've also had kids.
Wait.
Now, okay.
What do you mean? Are there two of them? There's still two of them, or is it just one person?
That was brought up in the website, but now I'm going to go to my own... I was wine drunk the other night when I beat the game, and I had an epiphany, okay? Now, Queen Marika, okay, is also her first husband, Radagon.
So is there still two of them, or is there still one of them?
It's the same person.
So there's only one.
There's one body.
Okay.
Now, I could be wrong about the first husband. I forgot. Well, this is my theory. It was asexual reproduction, like cells.
Yeah.
Right? But now, their two kids, or her two kids, his two kids, Michelob twins, they're drunk. So,
always.
The twins came out. Mikola is a son who was cursed with being young forever. And then there is Melania, who was born with the scarlet rot, who was always killing her from the inside.
Oh.
So now my theory is that they were both born with diseases because they were born from the same blood.
Yeah, incest.
Like retards.
Incest.
I didn't want to say the word. Say. That made it feel mean.
No, you're saying incest.
Incest. But they always are. They always have Down syndrome children and shit.
Yeah, if you have incest kids, they usually have a...
So Down syndrome to the land between is scarlet rot and just being a baby forever. Little goo goo gaga.
I wouldn't mind being
That's
a kid
my theory.
Forever.
That's my theory. If you have sex with the same blood in the Elden Ring world, you will have a child with like scarlet rot, or like be a forever baby, or maybe a troll.
Something else. Yeah.
Something fucked up. Yeah. It's
so much more worse than it. Well, not because being a kid forever honestly sounds pretty dope.
Does it?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Well, never mind.
Do you think little
back.
People, you know, midgets? Do you think little people have a great time living, Tom?
Nah, but he's still like a kid.
And he doesn't have the brain of a kid.
Yeah, but like.
Okay, so yeah, a little person is someone with the brain of an adult and the body of a child.
They still grow. They just grow like they're still.
No,
like,
only their
like
heads
adults.
Grow.
No,
only their heads get bigger.
They still look like adults.
Michelo was like, dude, he was like 8 feet tall, 9 feet tall. He's a demigod, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
So,
continue your stupid lore.
Well, I'm all done with the lore. Okay. I got sidetracked. Tom, do you have anything of substance?
Yeah, I want to talk about Betty.
For the listeners who might not know or forgot, who's Betty?
Betty is my car.
Betty is your car?
You're thinking of Becky.
Who
You're thinking of Becky.
Betty's your car?
Yeah, I named
you
it that day.
You named the blow-up doll after your car?
No, I named my
you
car Betty.
You fuck your car, don't you?
All the time. But Betty's my car, and Becky, the intern, is in the back of Betty
now. Oh, we're talking about Betty.
Yeah, Betty. Old Betty.
Bam, ba-dam. Nobody could make a song nowadays called Black Anybody.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But there's never an issue because only white people listen to Black Betty. Black people don't even know the song exists.
But that song's so, like, if I heard that anywhere,
song.
I'm like, yes!
It's a really hype song.
I'd get fucking lit up.
It's good. Whoa, Black Betty! Bam, bam, bam! It's great. Intern knows what to do.
So, Betty, my car. We'll talk about Becky first, because you brought her up. You're an idiot. Becky.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm an asshole today. Becky, sadly, she's not with us today.
Why, Tom? Because she's in your car.
Yeah.
What have you done?
She's deflated in the back of my car right now.
I refuse to believe she's deflated.
You'll see it when we go out there.
Officer?
Don't arrest me. I know there's a blow-up doll back there, but it's for podcast purposes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, he goes, well, since it's
What's
for the
podcast?
Well, no, he goes, well, since it's for the podcast, I'm going to arrest. You're under arrest right now. And then when you get released on bond for like $1,000, he's like, you know, now you got a real good story.
Oh, you know, he's right.
He's
right.
Actually helping.
He's helping.
You.
He's
actually helping.
If not, I could just offer him Becky's services and just have him, you know, like,
yeah,
but don't arrest me.
Yeah.
Becky's right.
Yo,
here,
so,
bro.
Okay, so hear me out. If you ever get pulled over again for drunk driving,
I mean, you were sober as a judge.
If you ever get pulled over for sober driving again, right? And you have Becky, you can just go, officer, I have services that might be able to help. And he'll go, what are you talking about, son? And you go, give me a minute.
Blow
right?
Becky.
No. You make sure she's deflated, right? You cut down the back from head to pussy. You cut her open, right? You step foot into her.
There's no way you just said that. I'll try it out one day when I'm sober driving again.
You step foot into Becky. So now you know how, like, there's that plastic mouth. You go, right? You shove your tongue in and inhale, right, to make a sucking sound. The officer, now what in tarnation? What do you think you're doing, boy? Get out of that skin. You keep going, right? And now, right? Because now you rip a hole in your shorts. You have a hole in the crotch of your shorts, right? You rip it open, okay? Now there's the pussy, right? You slump the suit down because we all know the pussy hole is very far up.
It's basically at the belly button.
Yeah. So you scooch it down a little bit, right? Now the asshole is where it should be. So right. You're already wearing old boxers that have a hole in them, right?
Yep.
So you rip open your shorts, right? Because they're cargos. They're easy to rip. There's already a little weak spot under the crotch. Like a badger. You tear at it, right?
I
you
do rip want to talk about badges after this.
See, I rest my case. So, point of the story is, listeners,
get yourself a blow-up doll.
Tom fucks the cop as a woman. As
so
a
it's
plastic
not gay.
Woman. A plastic woman. It's not gay. It's not gay. It's not gay because his penis never went into a man. He may have gotten fucked, but he was in the body of a woman. And on that to segue, so speaking of men in a woman's body, Chris Chan was updated recently. I know you don't want to talk about that. That was a joke. Listeners, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, he tells me about it all the time. I don't want to. He sends me pictures. I get fucking Chris Chan fucking his ass with Sonichu and shit. Dude, I don't want to see it.
Gino Samuel, thank you so much. Tom, it's your turn.
So speaking about honey badgers, right?
Whoa. I didn't say honey badgers. I said beavers.
You said badgers.
Did I?
When you listen to this again, you'll hear yourself say badgers.
I'm going to hate myself for that.
Yeah, you thought you said
go
beavers,
on,
badgers.
Go on about badgers.
So, honey badgers, right? They don't feel fear. They'll fucking attack anything if they are threatened by it. They'll fucking fight anything.
Okay.
So, I'm saying right now, right? 1,000 honey badgers versus anything, because they're pretty small, will win.
One of anything or a certain number?
Max of 10. Or max of 20.
What?
Max,
I think it depends on size.
Max of 100.
A honey? How many honey badgers?
1,000 honey badgers.
1,000 honey badgers?
Will fuck up 100 of anything.
Because there's 1,000 of them.
Yeah. Well, no, because honey badgers are small. Honey badgers are like...
Intern!
Think of like...
Intern!
They're bigger than squirrels.
Think intern, of like... Intern, where's your phone?
They're like kind of a big cat. Not like a leopard, like a house cat.
1,000 honey badgers cannot defeat 100 lions.
I guarantee it.
No.
I guarantee it.
No.
Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
They don't feel fear. They'll fucking, one of them will be dying and they'll bite his throat.
100 lions?
Versus 1,000 honey badgers, I'm taking honey badgers any day of the week.
Intern, look up how many lions does it take to kill, how many badgers does it take to kill a lion?
Honey badgers. I'm right, dude. 1,000 honey badgers will fuck up 100 of anything. Elephants, fucking hippos, fucking alligators, anything.
Oh,
bro.
Not a hippo.
Anything, bro. 1,000 honey badgers will fuck up 100 of anything.
You know what's crazy? The intern just showed me that someone has asked this question online.
Of course they did, because they know. They know.
Someone asked, how can honey badgers take down a full-grown lion? A badger is no match for a full-grown lion. Whatever be the condition. But for a better understanding, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. One-on-one, it's fucked. But if you got multiple of them, honey badges, 1,000 honey badges versus 100, anything, I'm taking them.
No.
I'm taking them. I don't care.
100 hippos, I know they are crushing those badges.
Nah.
A hippo? I'll take a hippo over a lion.
Hippos are the animals that kill the most people every year.
I rest my case.
But that don't mean honey badges, because people don't go near honey badges. They know.
Because no one wants to go near them because they're lame.
Nah,
because
they know.
People go next to hippos and lions because they're fucking badass.
Yeah, just because a honey badger isn't badass doesn't mean it's not fucking up, if there's enough of them, fucking up anything.
No, that is exactly what it means. Because, all right, for a good example, ants. So many ants.
Yeah.
Ants could technically
overtake.
But they're
tiny.
They're lame.
If there was a human-sized ant, if there was a human-sized ant, everyone in the world would die.
Exactly. They're lame. Ants are lame. So it doesn't
honey
matter.
Honey badgers aren't, though.
It doesn't matter that they could take over. It's that they
later,
can't.
Later, I'm showing you honey badger
like
videos,
honey badgers,
and you're going to respect
they
the
could,
shit out of me.
They could, but they can't.
If there was enough of them, they can.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to touch back on this subject, listeners, for next episode.
Okay, fuck you.
Tom, well, because we'll be here all night bickering back and forth.
Yeah. Okay, let me get to Betty now, because I talked about Becky. Let me get to Betty. So, Betty, I just named my car the other day. Never had a name
for it.
How
long have you had it?
This car?
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 years?
And you just named it?
Maybe a year and a half.
It's like an adopted child.
Yeah, fuck that thing. The thing was a piece of shit when I got it, and it's a piece of shit now. It's more
just,
of a piece of shit
just
now.
Just like an adopted child.
Yeah. So, Betty is my car. It's a Honda CR-V. For all those who know what cars are, I don't.
You're like, well, like an O2?
So I started my car up the other day. I felt it, like, shaking back and forth, just sitting neutral, like, sitting parked. It'll be, like, fucking shaking like a motherfucker. So I'm like, yeah, this is really fucked. Went to Johnny. He was on break for work, so he's
hey
like,
guys.
I got a half hour. Let's get lit. I said, all right, my car is kind of a piece of shit right now, but let's go. We were trying to go to Wendy's.
Oh, that sucked.
I wasn't faded at that point, I think. Not just yet.
I was feeling grandtastic.
I did smoke a little bit before. I wasn't feeling faded yet. It didn't kick in just
is
yet.
Is your story that we just were in a long line?
No. My story is about my car breaking down.
Oh, it paused for a minute.
I pulled up, sat at this red light. Guy was like, yo, Johnny, this is my car shaking, bro. You feel that? He goes, yeah. 2 seconds later, hey, yo, it stopped. He goes, that's dope. My car fixed itself already. Light turns green, hit the gas. Car did not move.
Yeah, no, it stopped because your car failed. It said, I cannot handle this.
Right? So then I was like, fuck. Fucking like five people behind us. Turn my hazards on. People are honking at me. I have hazards on. Fucking go around me. No one's turning down this road.
Someone finally went to.
Yeah, two people went before they
One person went to go on the side of you and they almost fucking.
Hit me.
No, that person on the side of us, they were going left.
Oh, yeah, because it was
and
close.
Someone almost fucking drove right into the other person who was turning left.
Not my fault, dude. Betty was fucking.
I mean, that's technically.
So Johnny goes, you name this car? I said, it's fucking Betty right here.
Oh, yeah, that happened
and
with
Johnny
me,
goes,
and I forgot.
How long you have this car named for? I said, Betty, just now. What the fuck?
I said that 3 days ago. I'm thinking I said it now the first time ever.
Nah, Betty. Whoops. And then, so I was like, fuck, my car. And then the light turned red. I was like, shit. Well, I'm not calling AAA. I want to see what I can do first before I call anybody. Turned the car off. Turned it back on. Started right up. Haven't had a problem since. Well, so the transmission's still fucked.
So
but it hasn't died. It hasn't died.
So you've had problems since.
It hasn't died. The transmission's still fucked. That's the only thing. But that
what
was before that.
What I hate the most about it is that I know you can get it fixed.
I would get a new car before I fucking fix that because to fix a transmission, I already asked. I already asked a mechanic. No, a transmission itself is at least $800 to $1,500.
I thought it was.
And then plus
than
labor and shit is already more.
I thought with labor would be maybe $1,000. So you're just gonna basically just drive it till it fucking dies.
Dies and then I'll get a new
just
car.
Just buy a new car. Yeah, and you can always junk that for whatever you can get for it.
Yeah, I can scrap it for like $600.
Couple
bucks.
Hundred.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a couple hundred for.
You can
car.
Definitely get a couple, because when I junked mine, I got like $300 for my Mitsubishi.
Not bad.
This was also 5 years ago.
It'll probably go up.
Oh, then there you go.
Because metal right now is skyrocketing.
This is the time to drive your cars into the ground.
Yeah, 1 pound of copper one, fresh king copper, is $3 and something cents per pound.
How much does it cost? How much does it take to make a pound of copper?
Not much.
Oh, then there we go.
It is a little bit. It's not like a lot.
All right.
I'll probably get more from it than 5 years ago. Not like it'll be like another extra like 60 extra bucks maybe.
Tom, your story led us on to talking about the price of copper.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm talking about. So I'm going to bring up. I didn't want to bring it up, but honestly, when it happened, I was not only starstruck, but I was shook, and I also felt amazing, and I was like, wowzers.
What happened?
Mia squirted all over my
face.
Never happened before.
You haven't had a squirter yet?
Never.
Neither have I. But
there,
like,
was one time. This is back in like 2016. I was fucking this girl I was seeing, and she was like, "You're about to make me squirt." When I heard that,
you thought she was gonna squirt?
No. Even lamer. I instantly had to come because I'd never heard it before. And I was like, get up.
Blueballed her. The female equivalent of blueballing her. You did that to her.
That's lit. I just mad fun.
Yeah.
Shout out Mia. I know you're not listening.
Damn, that hurts.
Nah, whatever. All the more reason to tell the story.
She doesn't hear you pick your nose and eat your boogers now. Even though you already told her.
Yeah.
You're an idiot for that.
She watches me pick my nose sometimes. First thing I did, honestly, after I came, I texted Logan. So he sent me a photo of his flaccid cock. Flaccid and all. It looks like he has too much skin. It looks like he's uncircumcised.
Oh.
But it's funny because he's so average when he's hard that his flaccid cock like just carries all of the skin and like pushes it over his cock head almost. That's what it looked like. I've never seen that. I know for a fact my cock is the same size or bigger than Logan's. We love each other's dicks. Can I rephrase?
No.
Okay, so anyway, what do you have on for the docket?
We need to fix my Tinder bio. Because the one we made last episode was not, like, I thought it was stupid.
Give me your phone right now. Have you had any luck?
I did match with, like, 3 or 4 people, but I just said some stupid things. One girl did talk to me.
Was she hot? Let's see. Yeah. We need to know about what you...
I responded to him days later because every night that I matched with him, I was either high or drunk, and I was like, I can't.
You
would
have tricked the next morning.
The girl from last time that we talked, I haven't talked to her again because I didn't know if she was joking. I got so confused from
Double
this girl.
Reply. Hit her up. Say, what's good? Like, hey.
I'll do it right now.
Hey.
No, but you'll be so confused by what the fuck this is.
Two P's and up. What's up?
I told my stupid jokes. I told the whole guinea pig story. That was mad funny.
Oh, yeah, that broad.
Told me to try again. What do the Twin Towers and genders have in common?
Oh, I remember this bitch. Okay, yeah.
It's a touchy subject. Okay, you're coming around. That's better than your first attempt. All right, last attempt, probably. Gave myself an out if I needed another joke.
Yep.
How do you get a nun pregnant? Dress her up as the altar boy.
That's a great one. That's so good.
That's not as great as the last attempt.
That's ridiculous.
And then it just says, do trees poop because I still don't know how number 2 pencils are made.
Fuck this. Get out of this. Let's change your fucking
mind
because this girl's lame.
No, but then I got,
that joke sucked.
Sorry, got to go. My boy keeps yelling at me to got to delete this shit. And then after that it says,
Wait, I'm active as fuck, but
I'm good.
Whoa. Don't just skim by
Skipping through it. That was all
you
in one text.
You just skimmed through the most important text.
That was right after because I still don't know how number 2 pencils are made.
Okay, so, but dude, fucking back up. She hit you after the altar boy joke.
Yeah.
Sorry, gotta go. My boy keeps yelling at me. Got to delete this shit. Then again, hi, I'm active as fuck, but I'm good.
I don't know if these are jokes or not, but I'm fucking confused.
So, that's what you said to her.
Yeah, I was like 5 minutes later, I got that.
What does she look like?
The bio is, if you don't like animals, don't you dare swipe right, and some emojis that I don't get.
Lame. I'm not gonna lie. She's not hot enough to be cheating on her boyfriend on Instagram. Granted, I mean on Tinder. So go to your bio. I gotta piss. We gotta get off of this. We gotta get off of this podcast.
No, but I just want to say one dumb dad joke. Girl's name was Hannah. I said, Hannah, have some of your time.
I like that. What'd she say?
Yes. I didn't expect to get a response from a shitty pun.
Lie, dude, lie.
Oh, no, because I thought that would be like, she'd be like, oh,
I didn't expect. No,
yeah,
she just said
and then
yes.
Expect the unexpected,
so,
and I
no.
just hit her. No, because I couldn't think of anything, so I was like, fuck it, I didn't expect this.
That's it.
Those are my shitty pictures.
No, those are amazing photos. Go to your bio right now. Let's change
right
this.
Now, it's what's in a man's pants that isn't in a woman's pants.
Yeah, we're changing all of that. We're changing all
of
this.
Are we keeping the emojis?
No. Nope.
I thought you said you wanted to keep them.
Nope.
I'm going to say what I said earlier. I texted him. I said, my life is like a corn dog. These girls only want my wiener if I got bread.
We're going to make the bio.
What's the difference between a sponge and a can of beer? What's the answer to that?
I don't know. I just made it up. But like, I think it'd be funny because people are gonna want to know. You wanted to know.
I want to know.
See, I don't know.
I need to come up with answers for that to respond to people with.
Yes or no.
You just save it. You just back out, idiot.
Eren Yeager. Eren Yeager. Super like her. Look at those titties. Okay, I got one I wrote down. What do you think it's like fucking a little person? Cause I was on Instagram, you know, on those videos when you get all the memes late.
Yeah.
And it was
you got the good ones.
It was yeah. Only the good. Tiny girl made a really funny post. What would it be like? And I instantly went to myself, well, you can't do missionary.
Anything would be weird.
But then if you're doing doggy, you have to pick her up. You probably can't do doggy.
Do you think
there are tiny women who like missionary? If I Googled it right now.
There would be. You could definitely find that on Pornhub. Or like X videos or something. I think doggy might even be your best option.
First video, he fucks a horny midget outdoors. Dude fucks a blonde midget. They all look pretty tall, though. I don't want to click any of these.
They're just barely... Because I'm 6'2".
If you fucked a midget, I would call the police.
Yeah, so would I. I'd call the police on myself.
You'd come and you'd be like, I gotta be arrested.
Yeah. I'm calling the police myself. I'm turning myself in.
Speaking of calling things, Tom, let's call it quits.
It's been the Internet Phantoms network of platforms on
the
Pickle Jar
podcast.
Yeah, on the
almost. Come on, try it again.
It's been the Pickle Jar podcast.
It's your show. Try again.
It's been the Pickle Jar podcast for all you pickle boys and gals. On the Internet Phantoms Network, all platforms, me, Thomas, Prime Nature on Xbox, you know, add me as a friend. And it's been our co-host, Henny Milk, Johnny.
Hey guys, hey, what's up?
So we're signing out.
Put a lid on it.
Open the next lid.